In 2018, Ayer, a retired U.S. Navy commander, lost in the Democratic primary to Jennifer Zimmerman, who went on to lose to Gates. Ayer, who faced no primary challenger this time, says that was then, this is now.
Elections are funny things. It's at the comfort level between the electorate and the candidate. One of the lessons of campaigning that I learned was that you don't have a campaign unless you have the resources to do it. And so while last time I was not focused on fundraising so much, this time I am.
In the period between January 1st and September 30th, the Ayer campaign has collected around $1.5 million and spent roughly $1.1 million, according to financial reports, which also show Gates raising close to $3 million and spending about two-thirds of that. Ayer's campaign rhetoric is also rare for a Democrat. Besides Gates, he's also targeting the White House and House Speaker Nancy Pelosi.
We need change in Washington, D.C. That means change in the presidency, change in the leadership of the House in a way that brings people together. Our people in Northwest Florida want a responsible government, and they want folks who are working for unity, not division.
As he did in 2018, Ayer is tying his run for Congress with his 26-year military career, as evidenced by this campaign ad.
I love the country I spent my life serving, and I can no longer stand by and watch dishonorable men like Donald Trump and Matt Gaetz treat the American people like enemy combatants. It is time for the lies and chaos to stop.
Ayer has been going around District 1 talking to residents and says the top priorities appear to be jobs, resurrecting the economy, and what he calls a chain of command that's falling short on fighting COVID-19.
And that chain of command comes out of the White House, the governor's mansion, to Matt Gaetz, and some politicians making decisions here in our district, but not all, thankfully. Many of them are applying actual science to the actual economy, and that's what we need to do to go about opening up restaurants, getting people into schools when it is safe to do so.
One local issue is the use of the district's public beaches, which have been at the center of a legal battle between those who would privatize them and those wanting to keep public access. Ayer contends one proponent of privatizing the beaches is Matt Gaetz.
He continues because of his silence on the present threat and the reality of customary use in Walton County and stretching all the way to Perdido Key of losing customary use, losing public access to enjoy our beaches.
When it comes to former Vice President Joe Biden's run for the White House, Ayer concedes that Biden represents change in America, but he adds he's not looking to ride his coattails.
I'm here to run my campaign for the people of Northwest Florida, and I believe that Joe Biden's going to benefit from me. Somebody else had asked me whether I'm riding his coattails, and I think the opposite is true.
Internal polling, Ayer says, shows Trump is well ahead of Biden in Florida House 1, although he gave no numbers. Many believe that Phil Ayer is facing an uphill battle against Matt Gaetz, who is well-funded and enjoys popularity in what perhaps is the reddest part of Florida. Ayer says this is one of the most contrasting races in the nation.
Two different people with values that are worlds apart. You look at Gaetz's behavior, you look at his legislative agenda, and you look at what our agenda is and my record of service to the nation. You know, we do have an opportunity to begin right here in Northwest Florida. America's revival.
Calls and emails seeking an interview with Congressman Matt Gaetz have not been returned. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.